UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
That's his game. They don't get back. He was looking. Now look at his steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mendez.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Mathan.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, I got to tell you, there's a level of raging energy that should make today a very, very spirited show. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
There's something, or maybe I've watched this show too long or whatever now, but like on my way in today, I called Marcus and said, hey, man, I have terrible news. Well, first thing I called him in a quick panic and was like, hey, man, have you made it to the fairgrounds yet? Yeah, man, I'm already past. I'm just sitting in this traffic. And I could tell the way he said it that he didn't know what exactly he was setting in. I now come 71 to 65 South on my way. So I was like, being someone that probably what can anger me the most is just being stuck.
Yeah. Oh, just the yeah. Traffic. Like, listen, when I talked about dealing with those anxieties that start raging like way too fast, traffic is one of those things that will make my anxiety just skyrocket.
Just drives me nuts, man. I mean, we beat Cincinnati 1 year in football. I don't know if that works. The scenery's gotten better over the last. I don't know what's going on here, but even Starbucks, it's
wow. The scenery just happened to be awesome. Yeah.
But they we had beaten Cincinnati, and me and my cousin got stuck in traffic, and it was like it's the worst. It just ruined my night. Like, I don't even care if we win another game. Like, this is bad. This is the blah pow big run. You know, I'm like, look, if we lose every game from here on out, I don't even, like, at this moment, I don't even care. So I had to deliver the news to Marcus that his day was over.
And it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was like, bro, just.
Because I knew he knew. I know. We were on the same playing field, on the same level that, okay, if you're telling me this, it must be bad.
Yeah. Because I was like,
because he didn't like frustrate me like that.
I know. So I was like, listen, man, when you get through this, you know, you're not going to do the show. I mean, you're not going to be through to, if you're lucky, 11:30. So, like, just go home. Don't try to get up here. Whatever. It's over.
Connect if you can.
Yeah. Like, you're done, dude. Your day
it was that bad?
Yeah, no, there is a UPS truck jackknifed across 65 South. Now, I say it like this because it doesn't seem like, surprisingly, it doesn't seem like anyone was hurt. So
that's good.
That's why I'm talking about it when I'm talking about it a little lightly, yeah, because there's an Evan Williams truck spread over across the road, full of bourbon. Okay, not tipped over, spilled. And then there's a car that's pretty messed up. So I don't know what happened there, but like I said, there was no rushing of people away. It looked like everybody was sitting out, you know, like, dang, a couple people kind of shaking up, you know, like.
Steve said, he said, Marcus, there's a guy smoking a cigarette outside right now. That means it's over. Mm-hmm. When somebody's sitting out top smoking a cigarette and watching, it's over.
Yeah, and here's what I hated for that guy. He was like the third car back.
Oh.
Because it was like,
So you were almost like.
I'm driving through that. Everybody good? You good?
You driving through blood and guts.
I know, yeah. let's go.
I can't sit behind this.
But no, it was, and actually I wouldn't drive through it. Me and the wife ran up on something right behind a wreck, and Charity was like, these nurses, mm-hmm. they take their civic duties. Like, she's like, no. We got to stop. Let's make sure. And I'm like, babe, we're heading to Gatlinburg.
I'm a normal citizen. I am not going to let you ruin my Gatlinburg.
Because here's the thing. I'm like,
with someone's mortality.
In my brain, I'm like, babe, here's the problem, though. You have to stop and check. I'm like, listen, if that car is blowing up, like, I'm going to be the guy that's expected to go get them.
You're required to render aid. I'm required to be the hero.
Yeah, babe. Like, I don't. That's just not something I want to see, or I don't want to do. You know. But anyways, of course, we got to stop. So we stopped, and she stayed with the woman till everybody got here. It was like, and they were fine. They were fine. They were just cut up on the head, and stuff. But it was like, all right, let's help out. Mm. But anyways, it was. So I drove past a little bit, and there's another, what I thought was a wreck. Now,
in hindsight,
I'm thinking that they cut off traffic there again and was like, okay, this is a spot where maybe we can reroute people and start getting, if you're ahead up, you're just screwed. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry, that dude's probably still smoking. He's probably walked to work. Just take my car. I'm out.
I'll park it on the side.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'll come back and get it.
Let me explain when I say I've been watching this show too much. I swung by Starbucks. It's like, I'm going to grab me a coffee. Got me a coffee. I get here.
Wait, you made a phone call when you were getting the coffee?
Yeah. I made a phone call. I was like, oh, man, I was like, well, I was just checking on you, man. I was going to get you a coffee.
Nikki, it was like one of those. Well, he's not going to be here for at least 30 minutes, which means a coffee would be irrelevant.
Yeah,
but
right.
But I'm going to offer it to him. Because
I drink cold coffee. So, you could get me one and be like, whatever. He drinks hot coffee. So
Yeah, that's a good point.
It won't
appreciate the offer, but.
It won't be hot.
No. You're saying appreciate the offer. I was telling Marcus, hey, man, sorry, dude. He was like, well, what you at studio? I was like, nah. I was like, man, I'm sorry. I hate to say this. I was like, man, I'm at Starbucks. I was like, I was going to grab you a coffee or whatever. I kind of made the joke like that. He was like, no, yeah, go ahead and give me one. And I'm like,
He's like, what didn't you understand?
I'm like, you're not coming to the studio, bro. So, anyways.
We had this talk yesterday, too. Marcus Maben and his eternal optimistic mentality. Keep going, Steve.
So I go in, the line's a little, they do a great job over there at the one at the sack there and stuff. So I go in there. I'm patient with them. They got I think Manuel's whole women's basketball team was in there. Legit. It looked like the whole team with the coaches. They're coaches.
Yeah.
3'4", 6'5", probably the shortest, just black ladies. I'm like, y'all are in the WNBA. There's no way y'all are coaching of it. Manuel's, the women, the adults that were with Manuel's women could beat anybody on planet Earth. Any woman on planet
Earth. That was just your quickest.
Yeah, they were giants. I was like, okay, this is crazy. So anyways, I'm in there. So I get my coffee. I order Marcus's coffee. I'm like, all right, whatever.
I just wasted $5.
Yeah, I was like, I'll drink it. Nick can drink it. Somebody drink it. Actually, I was at the line and I had just paid and I was like, I should probably text Nick. And I was like, And then two more people walked in the line. I was like, yeah, I'll get him another day.
Fair enough.
So they, anyways, I leave there. Nick, so you'll have to understand, to my surprise, when the garage door opens and I see said car, and I'm like, no.
Somebody else parked his phone.
Yeah, I was like, nah. So anyways, I pulled in, I get my stuff. You know, I'm in the Mustang today because my car, by the way, that's a whole other conversation. Brakes just went out, just gone on Gene Snyder. I pushed the pedal down and it just kept going. And I'm like, okay,
this is not going to work.
Here we go. Yeah, so anyways, I made it home safe last night, if you were wondering.
Jeez.
So anyways, I'm going to.
That's terrifying.
Yeah,
that is like one of my.
But no, it was my fault, though. Like, I was ready to die. And I told my son in the back, he's Xavier, I was like, I'm sorry, but we have to go because my brake has been grinding and I've been putting it.
Yep,
and I hate doing that, but I've been putting it on. And it just went out. And I was like, if we die, we die. It's my fault.
So you used the emergency brake?
No, I just slowed. Just stayed really far back.
Just use gravity.
Yeah. So you'll, to my surprise, when I get up here, I come in the door and I see a red hoodie and a pinstriped
newsboy hat,
and I'm like, there's no way. So I walk in here, Nick, and I'm like, listen. I'm like, first off, let me process. That's what I told him. I said, don't talk to me. Because you yesterday ran your mouth about you don't want to watch Stranger Things and stuff. And I'm like, now I know why. Because you know how to go through wormholes and stuff. Because there's no way you're here with what I passed there. It's just, it's no way.
The magic man.
There's no story he can come up with.
Sasha Banks has reported.
I can't believe it, dude. We're going to have to talk about that off the air. The world's changing in wrestling, bro. Yesterday was a big day.
Correct.
Yeah, big day. So anyways, I was just like, there's just no way. And I don't even know that I ever want to know how you got here. I just kind of want it to be a mystery forever.
Yeah.
Just like, I have no idea.
You don't, don't have to show me where the trap door is or
no.
Use flash paper. Just
I wouldn't want to know that. You don't want the burden.
No, I don't.
It's,
because it was just, it was, it, I have no idea how you're here. Just don't. No clue. So anyways, kudos to you.
My coffee's awesome.
You look good.
Oh.
So anyways.
Mine too.
That's what was going on with me.
What's going on with me? I'm happy I made it in here today. Had an eventful evening.
I heard.
You did not hear, Steve.
Mm-hmm. I heard.
I didn't.
I love
what's
the city.
This now?
I love the city.
By the way, you need to come out to the neighborhood tonight, man. Have music and stuff. It's going to be a nice little time. And the wife's off tonight.
I need
tonight.
To come out there.
Yeah, the wife's off tonight. Thursday nights, man. They do.
That's what you said last time.
The T station music thing. So yeah, it's a good time. And up at the Paddocks, they do music. Paddocks.
Really?
Yeah, on Thursday nights.
I had a. Go ahead. Or were you?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, I might have to go that way. But we're gonna take Jeanette's car because last time I drove in Nord EC with my car.
Oh.
Yeah, they were polite, but they gave me some looks.
Oh.
You don't belong here. And
that's
I was like,
what,
I don't.
Listen. This is why I was ready to die because for the last 2 months I've been driving through Norton Commons. Like, so you and I would stop and people would be like, bro. Like, I had people looking at me like, do you need me to get your brakes fixed? Like,
it'll be worth it for me to get your brakes fixed so I don't have to wake
like,
up.
I'm used to the county. Yeah, I'm used to the county. There are people who's like, bro, I'll pay your
brakes. In the county, you might wake up and they're out there knocking down your brakes real quick.
Yeah, or they don't care. Or it's just like, man, Rummies need to get his brakes. You know, like, brakes going to go out on him. That's going to be funny. You know, like they hope. In the county, they hope you don't get your brakes fixed because they want to see Steve coming down 44 Hill one day. Like, oh, man. They went. You're like, yeah, like that's
treating it like it's a bobsled course.
You live for that. Yeah, in Norton Commons, it's like.
I don't know, Steve. Listen, you've been in the county much longer than me, but I will say that, listen, trucks that look like yours, they can't wait to get their physical hands
Okay.
They will jack up. Listen.
But you got to hear me out.
I got trucks in my area of the county, and they're similar to Steve's, and they can't wait to get some kind of street light and push the truck up halfway on some jackleg thing and work
but
all night.
He doesn't know what he's saying because I grew up in Bullitt County. Where he lives in Bullitt County?
I don't live in Bullitt County. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. On the Bullitt Jefferson line. Okay. Fair enough. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Everybody else in that county, and listen, I'm giving it away because everybody that lives in that county is going to know exactly where Marcus is when I say this, thinks where he lives is the East End. When I grew up, it was like
I lived in the Norton Commons of the county.
When I was growing up, Nick, it was like, oh man, if you get some money, you're gonna move out there. Like it's like, and now I'm like, I mean, it's not. Well, it is very nice. Like I totally, when we buy a place, I might end up back out there.
I enjoy where I live.
Yeah, it's amazing. But yet, like, so you can't judge.
Yeah, traditional.
That,
yeah.
As to like over here,
yeah,
great people all around, but right. It's like just do things different.
A little different.
Just do things different. Yeah.
So people are a little curious about my adventure last night.
Okay, last night
I did a on remote location show. I just so happened to have access to a facility where it was all to myself for the most part. And I had a couple of servers who would periodically come to my remote location. Like, all the people are way over there, and they would send two individuals to come check on me, you know, every 10, 15 minutes, you know, make sure I'm okay.
Let me throw this in there, too. Like a texter said, like, I could change your brake pads. Like, listen, I've got them taken care of this time, but we need to start doing that as a three. Like, our text line is probably the most passionate, like,
helpful.
Helpful. That are here every day, like, don't just tweet in just mean stuff all the time and stuff like that. Like, we really do need to start as a three, like, checking the text line first. Because there may be somebody like, if we can give the text line business, I would rather give the text line business.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless we got sponsors and they're paying us, then sorry. Text line, I'm going to go.
You know,
I can get paid.
It's almost like don't think about
it. But we do love you, text line.
Don't think about the sponsors as paying us.
Yeah, right.
Sponsors.
Yeah. I think about it that way.
But it's not that way, Steve.
It's not that way.
You know what it is?
It's just the way I think about
it. It's a kickback for all of the increased business they receive. Listen, I'll just tell you this. I'll frame it in the nicest way possible. Hope Drew and them aren't listening because we're giving away all the secrets.
Okay. Speaking of that, I got a new one today we're going to talk about.
It's awesome.
It's going to benefit all of us.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
A particular sponsor, right?
Yeah.
Just said one time, hey, man, one of your guys came in, you know, blah, 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 getting some work done. I said, okay, you know. He said, yeah, I got him for about this much. I'm like, what? You got that much worth of business off of my commercial? He's like, yeah. So, basically, one person covered.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm like.
That's why.
Renegotiation time?
That's why I look at my checks sometimes. Okay. Anyways, I'm like, excuse me? Okay. Texter lives in Rivercrest. Hey, listen, Texter. That is one of the places very, very high. When we go to buy something, that might be where we head back out to.
Mm.
Love that freaking area, man. Love it. Okay, I'll cut you off.
On location. Patio, immaculate. Beautiful, wonderful service.
Thanks to all the Texters. Thank y'all.
They were
willing to help.
Very accommodating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going good. Hi, what you doing? You doing a podcast back there?
Is it Jeff? Somebody said ask about Jeff.
I'm going to say this on the radio right now.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got iced coffee.
It's fine.
Okay. I don't know. Nikki has our mics hot as
fire.
Are they? I'm sorry, guys. You're right.
Somebody can't wait. Now it's cold as ice.
Yeah, now I can't hear anything. So
somebody, okay, Steve, you and I have always used our government or Christian names on our, you know.
We're probably too open.
Yes.
Truthfully.
Okay.
To be on the air.
We use our real names.
Yeah.
We use our real faces, our real avatar. This is my avatar, people.
Yeah.
My avatar is my actual face. Y'all hide behind these funny names and these fake accounts and these text lines and radio numbers. It's like, no, dude, like, watch your mouth. Like, I always want to warn people, like, watch your mouth when you're talking crazy to people on Twitter. Because I'm used to dealing with people, you know, in close quarters. You know, I don't think you are. And you should watch your mouth about, hey, you idiot, jerk. You know, it's like you talk on Twitter like you're prepared for intimate conversation with people. You know what I'm saying? Like one-to-one, hand-to-hand, you know, like, okay, so.
Intimate and fiery.
One-to-one, hand-to-hand, intimate time.
Be careful. It can get ugly. Okay, so here's the thing, Steve.
The Chuck E. Cheese will never be the same.
I'm on the porch. On the porch, there are people around. There are people walking by.
Marcus isn't allowed Chuck E. Cheese ever again after last night.
They are walking by. State your freaking business, Jack. State your business.
Jack.
What are you doing?
Don't do Jack like this.
Good morning, guys.
Everybody,
good morning, Jack.
Everybody,
how you all doing?
Get state your business treatment.
I'm good with that. I enjoy state your business.
You act like you punishing Jack.
Yeah, I'm good with that. You give me mic time. That's what I want.
Great point.
I just wanted to point out that.
I heard you were loud.
I was already a couple minutes running late today.
Can't host the
and
show.
And as I pull on to I-65 north,
no.
Or south, rather.
Yeah.
I, you guys are just starting, and I hear you say that there's all the traffic. Well,
luckily though, for us 65 South guys, it was just everybody looking at what was happening on North. Is it still there?
It is still
is
there.
Is the UPS truck and still turned?
Yes. And I have no idea how the hell Marcus got to work today.
Right.
That's the only thing I can
think
of. Like,
man,
I almost decided, you know, on the Arthur Street exit to just keep driving.
To see
how far it would go, but then I was like, I'll never get back.
No, I know. I'm glad you did that, Jack, because like I have a way of exaggerating sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no exaggerating.
I was like, dude, you're done. Like, you're not going anywhere. I'm like, there's dudes sitting outside their cars, just like hanging out. Like, it's you're done.
Yeah, and now at this point now, there's like that little chunk of cars right behind the wreck who you know you just screwed and you're gonna be there all day.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's like a football field length gap. And there's a cop car there blocking
it. It was there when
But it's right by an exit, and they're not letting people off the exit.
It's,
it's like, what are you supposed to do at that point?
I know.
I get it. It would take a long-ass time, and it wouldn't be pretty, but I mean, you got to let them off at some point, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, thanks, Jack, because I'm glad you passed that along, because, I mean, I was not kidding when I told you that. I was like, bro, you're done.
They should have just used the portal.
Yeah, I was like, your day's over. I don't know how you stranger things your way here.
Yeah, if y'all had the time, bandits.
We must be, maybe we're getting Imani Bates now. Because Marcus has opened the portal up. If Imani Bates or somebody from the portal commits, it's 100% because of you.
You just got to have a map.
Okay. Last night. Okay.
Last night.
You're doing the podcast back there.
Okay. People are coming by a little bit. You know, they're looking. You know, it kind of stands out. It's like I got a little bit of light going. Listen, I got my whole computer set up.
Oh, that's a beautiful truck, Texas.
Look, I got the computer set up. I got the camera set up. We're going to work, right?
Yeah.
The podcast back there. Yeah. What are you talking about? Mm. What are you talking about over there?
That is nice.
I'm like, okay, you got this energy. I can tell what kind of energy you got, guy. Just want to be nosy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I come over there? It wasn't no stopping him, Steve. He was on his way over.
Oh, God.
Come on up. What are you talking? Louisville basketball. Sure, you can join. You're talking Louisville basketball. Now, when I said that, he was like, oh, I don't know anything about that. But as he got closer, I could just look in his eyes and see riffraff coming in his eyes. But so Steve, he gets closer and closer, and I can feel the intensity of the live, the people in the live. They're like, oh my God, something's going, something's about to go down with this guy walking up on Marcus like this. Steve, he comes all the way up to me and comes all the way on the camera.
Okay.
And he says, oh, Louisville basketball. I don't know nothing about that. I'm a Kentucky dot.
You're like, sir, we know.
Pulled off the screen. I muted it. Turned to him. It's like, excuse me. And then I started playing my music, Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Yeah. And keep in mind, Steve, I want people to know this. I mean, I shouldn't say this out loud, but you should know this. Like, I've told y'all enough stories.
Yes.
Did y'all see that book bag that I had right beside me? That's why I felt safe.
Yeah. Like, guys,
I'm fine, okay?
This is not the studio you want to run into. I assure you that.
So, hey, guy, I know you're listening today. Be careful.
Nick said no, like he's packing anything.
Nick's
like, heavens, guys, I'm feeling safe.
Nick, if anybody's going to be disarmed, it's going to be America. Under Nicky.
I don't know if I want to produce the show anymore.
Listen, my book bag was either lethal or non-lethal.
Fair enough.
With the situation. But
might be nunchucks. Nunchucks.
I don't know. Nun, N-U-N?
I think it's nun.
I said numb.
I've called them nunchucks.
Yeah, when I was kidding. Yeah. So here's the thing. That funny part.
Okay.
And for the record, people, no, a woman did not walk up to me. I was joking. Because, somebody said they threatened to come up, and there's a woman who said she's going to come meet up in the comment section.
Okay.
Everybody saw it.
Okay.
So as I was kind of wrapping up, I said her name like, oh, my God, girl, you really came. And then I cut it off. Quick commercial break. Midday for Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me do some housekeeping, a little cleanup. We're gonna have to take a open break here at the top in a few minutes. So we want to keep Nikki well timed and well prepared. So I just want to tell people it was brownies. It was brownies that I was at. I wanted to make sure I said it because all those beautiful waitresses that you saw loving on me.
Mm.
It was the beautiful staff, the friendly, enjoyable staff.
Hang on, where was it at?
Of brownies. You said what?
I'm looking.
What are you looking for, Steve?
We'll see, dude. I'm not your side chick. Call me back. I'm seeing where the KP is a beast. Call me when you can. Oh, I didn't see where it was like, hey, Steve, we're heading up to brownies. You want to come up? I must have. But I'm sure it's I know my service gets a little out of whack sometimes. So
if y'all want to see how your boy Maven does, when he's not on air, when he's just living his regular life or his best life, however you want to call it, you can go to YouTube.
Texas says traffic's still awful.
Oh,
and
no.
Knowing it's a one company irks me because I work for the other company.
So we're keeping people in traffic occupied right now.
Yes.
Nikki, get off the phone. No.
He needs to be on the phone.
Okay, never mind.
He's doing something important.
Okay, well, never mind then.
Yeah, he's doing something important. So we need him on the phone.
So, Steve, yeah, I had a great time. They treat me very, very well.
Well, good, man.
In certain establishments that good. I
love that place. I love that place.
It's awesome. And it was warm out. And
oh, yeah, it's tremendous. Tremendous.
Okay, so we don't have – okay, we're going to have to do it in like a minute. So is there something you can do to fill time from 1 minute?
Do we need – well, when do we take the – it's like 46, right?
I thought it was 41. Sorry about
is
that.
Is it 41? No, it might be. Listen, everybody knows we're at that time of year where the U.S. Open's going on, so we got to take the updates. And it's at 46. Okay, so we still got 6 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So yesterday – you got to catch me up on the second hour a little bit.
Because it says I'm in Pigeon Forge listening.
That's awesome.
Actually, we're going to go there at the end of July. Instead, we're not going to go to the beach anymore. We're just going to go down to Pigeon Forge for a couple days.
As you should.
Yeah. I was like, that's perfect. Yesterday, second hour.
Because here's the thing. The reason I'm asking is because yesterday I wanted to get to a little conversation about the expectations you had and have in the Padgett and the Mac and the Kenny Payne and how do they compare. And I'm prepared to have more of an adult conversation about that, you know, because it's going to be some nuance, which people hate. Like, you know, if you want to go blanket Baker statement.
Yeah.
On what your expectations are on Kenny Payne. Like,
yes.
You can do that, or you can talk like reality, like fan, you know, discussion reality.
Sure.
On what's going on. I did want to establish some positions.
Okay.
Or.
We didn't get into it. We got into a lot of – we were talking, you know, because obviously with the football team, you've got
– ah, I was wondering.
Clemson, the Clemson wide decommit, you know, and different things that were coming in and just how big that weekend was. And I just did a quick clarification of Kenny Payne's NIL comments, just like, bro, he doesn't care that you make – I mean, we have dudes making a lot of NIL right now.
They're doing just fine.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
Okay, well, with that conversation, did you feel like people are thinking he's being old fuddy-duddy Payne?
No, I mean, if you want to use that, you know, or if you didn't want him hired, so you that's a little sticking point you can make. Like, oh, it's NIL! Ah, you can't believe you don't want kids to have NIL! You know, like, no, that's not what he said at all. And I think 99.8% of the fan base heard that comment. It was like, yeah, no, I feel you. Look, I don't really want kids that the
yeah,
first.
Yeah, because
hello, it's Coach Payne. Yeah, how much money can I make there? Okay, thank you.
And isn't this like a phenomenal change in structure? Because right when NIL was becoming available, all it was is the destruction of the game.
Yeah.
About these millionaire college athletes now, and I said, y'all, it's not gonna be like that. You know, people are gonna get some money. It's gonna be some extra money. It's not gonna change. You know. It's going to put money in people's pockets.
Well, Nick and I was talking, and we're like, listen, like, Sidney Curry's making a – I'm assuming, just knowing off the football team, like, with the Planet Fitness deal, he's got that Jeep, you know. We talked about Mike James has the – apparently the text line says Horitos drinks that he's got, like – Kenny Payne's encouraging NIL, like Brandon Huntley Hatfield's with CAA. You don't think he's gonna make a little money?
I'll say this with Sidney Curry, like he was the only viable player, you know, coming back in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So he was the main
L. I think L has.
But Sidney was like, okay, if I'm going a company.
Sure.
I was going to reach out to Sidney.
I mean, yes.
You know, just
Sidney's big old body driving that big old Jeep around is a good thing.
And his highlight. Like Sidney has some dunks. Like, he had the most energy of the fan base, you know, coming in. So, yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah, so it wasn't difficult for him to say, okay, put a couple of extra dollars
in. Yeah, and that's what I say. I think Kenny Payne
And notice who's in the gym more than anybody.
Yeah, well, and Kenny Payne, of all people, understands – it's a good thing. Like Luke Hancock said, I think Luke Hancock texted into Drew the other day, and he was like, you know, and Drew made a great comparison because Drew's like, Luke Hancock was like, man, I would have loved to have had $20,000 extra dollars. Mm-hmm.
you don't pay room and board. You're not paying for car. You know, you're not paying anything. So Drew was like, $25,000 is kind of like making $100,000 out in the real world, because it's like, that's all. I'm not paying bills for anything. So 25K is massive.
Which is
10K.
Yesterday, I played that video or that audio.
Nick, I think we got updates in 2 minutes, right? Okay.
Actually,
okay, just let us know.
Actually, Nikki played the audio.
I'm getting producer pay now, by the way.
Of the speech.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real fast.
You got a raise?
Real fast. What color do we want our team to be? Kickball.
Have as many black people as possible.
Yeah, I was like, black? I'm glad you said that, because I was like,
do you want to win?
Jersey. Like,
probably
jersey.
Black.
Yeah. What jersey do we want? Yes.
Is red available?
Would you play for Ross McMahon's team, the tall blacks?
The tall blacks?
You remember
that's
that?
That's my squad, the tall blacks. Do you remember? I have played on some tall blacks teams. Yeah, where I'm like, why am I here?
We got to do the little haka. What's it called? The haku? Or...
Okay, how about this? It's the haka.
Haka. Haku is the wrestler.
Just so you know.
We got less than a minute.
He played for a team, or he coached for a team called the New Zealand Tall Blacks.
There's probably not a lot of tall blacks in New Zealand. And if they are, they're playing basketball.
Were the colonizers ran them off?
Yeah, or they've been ran off.
All right, before we head out to the U.S. Open, our color choices: black, blue royal, bright blue, gray, neon green, orange, pink, purple, red, or white.
Why was there two blue color choices?
Neon green is pretty good, right?
Whose idea was
neon
green?
Fast. That's
whose
fast.
Idea was it for the dominant color on the gas bags to be blue?
That was, I think that was Biscuit.
That's sharp, though. Baby blue and red.
Yeah.
It looks good.
We were going Mashers.
Yeah, I like it.
To the U.S. Open.
All right, U.S. Open.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 122nd U.S. Open Golf Championship, sponsored by Fidelity Wealth Management. Kind of a cloudy, overcast day outside of Boston. There's hardly any rain in the forecast for the weekend. Could be some pretty strong winds at times. Right now, three Americans tied for the lead. Colin Morikawa, already a winner of two majors. Matt Neesmith, who's only won once on the tour. And 31-year-old amateur Stuart Haigstead. All three under par. Rory McIlroy, nice save for par on 11. He's one shot behind. Among those playing this afternoon, Scottie Scheffler, ranked number one. He won the Masters, but missed the cut at the PGA. Confident he'll bounce back.
I always try to get a little bit incrementally better over time, versus making these kind of drastic changes to improve a ton at once. And then don't take yourself too seriously, because you're going to hit really, really bad shots. And it's not all about hitting perfect golf shots. It's about managing your misses and responding to those.
Only five have won the Masters and the U.S. Open same year. John Stanshower, Westwood One Sports.
Golf takes focus. You can't be distracted, which is why you should consider working with a Fidelity advisor to create a comprehensive wealth plan designed to help you grow and protect your wealth. Because once you've done that, you'll experience what Fidelity calls the planning effect, the peace of mind that lets you completely focus on what matters to you, which for many of us is our short game. Schedule an appointment to learn more or visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with expertise and tools with Windows 11 to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. To do more with a Latitude laptop, Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Yeah, I guess they're not doing the scoreboard anymore.
Are we back?
No scoreboard. We're done. Back. Right. You guys are back.
Let's go.
So we went with neon green, red, and white.
I love it. That works.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's sort of like an Italian flag, just mix-mashed.
Kind of is.
Was that accidental?
I don't think that's.
Are you starting to get football vibes?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Drew Diener was playing the Paul Rogers calls this morning. I texted him. I was like, "These are turning me on, legitimately. Like, they're arousing my sports. Like, listening to the old Paul Rogers calls, and it reinvigorated in me like." I want to be good at football again. Like, by any means necessary, man. You know, you and I had that conversation before. We're like, this is a basketball area, right? Basketball first for the most part. You know, they're going to get the most, but it's like, my goodness, man, when you are good at football and your team can line
we
up
say
and
that every
beat
year.
Somebody,
we say that every year.
It's just the best. It's the best.
And I mean, when it comes to football, again, one time a year, I have to make these statements. To be good in football is your army.
Yeah.
In college.
Yeah.
Your football team is your army, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, having an awesome basketball, like, having the best basketball team in the country is like, you know what it's like, Steve? It's like.
They say it might be another 2 or 3 hours. Oh. I-65 is closed at mile marker 134 in Jefferson County for 2 to 3 more hours due to a crash. Well, that was at 9 o'clock, so. Okay, go ahead.
Having a basketball team is like having an awesome basketball team as a college fan base.
Yeah.
I'm trying to compare it to something. It's like, you know, when you were in high school, like you had to school with all the girls or something, you know, just something like that.
Well,
like,
and we're an elite.
Yeah. You have an elite.
There's something about I enjoy. We don't always get this. Like, here's what we get in football. Opposing fans showing up going, wow, I didn't realize it was that nice. You know, Georgia fans, me and Georgia fans at Starbucks, and they're like, dude, this is sweet.
I thought that today when I was driving up.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, man, this is awesome. But I love
it. We're in.
We're in.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. Just sorry.
We're in, baby.
We're in.
Kickball.
Of course we are. Y'all got to start thinking more.
Let's go. You got to come to some games because you're going to start hurting our feelings.
I will.
Every gas bags game, somebody's like, Marcus gonna go. So listen,
you didn't
fine.
Tell me that.
That's fine. If you don't like that,
I didn't know I was missed.
You can at least come watch kickball.
Can I live stream your games?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Especially kickball because you can get up close. You're right there next to the field.
Oh, I'm not getting that close.
Well, I mean, put the camera there.
Yeah.
I'll take the camera. What if I took the camera and put it on
a GoPro?
That'd be awesome.
And what if, like, you attached it and, like, forever, when I was up to kick or something, it's like, okay, we're going to follow Steve. Like, okay, I'm going to switch over to the GoPro. Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
I'm totally game.
Okay, but hear me out. I get a lot of enjoyment, and I think Louisville fans do, when opposing fan bases come to the Yum Center and they're like, whoa. This is Louisville. You know, it's a different, you know what I mean? Like, we made a pilgrimage here to see Louisville. Like, this is Louisville basketball, man. You know,
my moment, Steve, is 4th and 2 and running it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and actually, like, and getting it. You're not replaying.
Listen, Steve.
Moment.
Steve, 4th and 2.
Mm-hmm.
On the 50, or look, on the 45, like you just crossed midfield.
Yeah.
4th and 2, 4th and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a quarterback that can deal, and look, I'm not talking about running quarterback. I'm talking about when I got Chris Redman, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I got somebody behind him.
Yep.
You know, that I know, like, yeah.
Yep.
Like 4th and 2. Let's go. You know?
Yeah.
And just watch somebody just that doesn't, okay, he looks like he should have a different uniform on.
Yes.
But he has a Louisville uniform.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Mike Bush. I missed his birthday yesterday. What was it yesterday?
I don't know.
Gosh darn it. Mike Bush, I saw it was his birthday either yesterday or today.
Mike's birthday?
Yeah, I had to check it out. But listen, even though he's a terrible example to use on this one.
Yeah, I mean, because like, he's the best. Mike,
yeah. I know.
You may not get another sorry. Michael Bush.
I know, yeah. but I've had a lot of running backs, and I've had a lot of systems, and I've had a lot of linemen.
Nah, I think it's his birthday today.
It is his birthday today,
yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Mike Bush.
Yeah, right, right. Like,
and Nick Curran. Happy birthday, both of you.
Kind of the same thing. Mike Bush, Nick Curran.
4th and 3.
Seen one, you seen them all.
4th and 3, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And just.
You need to text Mike, tell him to get out of the house today. Come out and we'll celebrate Mike's birthday.
Right? Right.
Gustavo's or somewhere.
Right, right. And look, Steve, and just run a play action.
Yes.
I agree. I just bring up the whole defense and just get a nice leak out to the tight end.
Hey, it's almost like when you get the ball and you fake the handoff and the quarterback just puts it behind his back. And everybody's like, oh, man, where's the ball? And then you see a tight end streaking wide open. He's just like, oh, there you go. You know what I'm saying? You're like, man, football is easy. I remember we could do that.
This year I'll see that.
I believe it. I believe it.
I want to be physically dominant. Steve,
listen,
I want to be able to line up. I saw a meme, a goal line situation, and you know what it says? The title is, no amount of 7-on-7 will prepare you for this.
Yeah. And it's just, I saw that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that. I almost awesome. Sent that to you. Yeah, really? I was like, oh, that's perfect. No, and we'll get into this as the
just,
–
What's that formation? Just two
– Oh, yeah, just goal line formation.
Two fullbacks. Just –
Look, line them up. Let's go.
A running back. And these fullbacks or upbacks are like linemen. And we're going to get this yard. We're going to get this yard.
Yeah.
Or the stretcher's coming out. That's what these formations look like. Like, it looks like a 4-6 Bears defense and a wing T formation on offense. And it's like, you put all your linebackers right behind your center, your nose tackle, and let's just see who got it.
Listen,
violence. It's just violence.
Yes, Nikki. it's a formation of violence. I miss that.
Yeah, I agree.
Coach, give me a violent formation. Give me offensive lineman's name, Steve.
Caleb Chandler.
Put Caleb Chandler as the fullback. And stick somebody who's athletic and can jump behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Chandler, you make a hole. And if the hole's not there when you get there, whichever running back shall not be mentioned, you jump over that pile.
Yeah, and if get Tyon Evans and give him the rock and let him go get in the end zone. As we get closer to the season, man, I'm going to start to talk a little more about just some confidence I have in the defense, man. Mm-hmm. And
okay, well,
it can be a good season.
Give
man.
Me an image. Give me a defensive image. Because I just gave you a offensive lineman at fullback. Because I want to see that. I want to see one of those formations. Give me a defensive play.
Yeah,
that would get your juices flowing.
What do you mean?
A defensive formation.
When you place a guy like Jermaine Lotley in the middle. And you're looking back and you have dudes coming off the edge like Yassir, and you have dudes like Yaya, and you have dudes like Ashton, and you can bunch them in. And then you say right behind them, I've got Sanogo, who's been in the SEC. I've got Monty Montgomery. And just be able to see a defense and some physical corners.
You know what I want to see, Steve?
Listen.
You know how I do, Steve. I see a play.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This is the play that I was asking for you to tell me a play that you see that mm-hmm. will get you excited. Here's the play. A 4-3 defense, right?
Yeah.
The other team's in the I formation, right?
Mm-hmm.
They hand the ball off. I want to see one of those running backs hit the line, bounce back.
Yeah.
Try to bounce it outside. I want to see Ashton disengage.
Yeah,
run him right on down to the sideline. And you know that you know that spinning tackle, like what's it called when rodeo, and then they get the calf's back legs, and then they jump off, and then you know what I'm talking about? What's that called? Do you know what that's called?
What that event is?
Yeah.
But I know what show where they grab them literally by the antlers or horns, and yeah.
Yes. They're on the horse, and then they just.
Yeah.
Boom. That's what.
Man, what is that called?
Is that too violent?
No.
Actually, I don't know which one I like better, the lasso when they do it, or when they just do the antlers and just turn them and throw them. I think I like the antler one a little better.
Yeah, that one just seems a little bit more fair, almost. Because it's literally.
Physically doing it with your hands?
Yeah, it's, you know.
The lasso is a skill, though, boy.
Oh, no. It's art. It's incredible.
How do you get that lasso under that?
Oh, it's incredible.
Under those back legs. It's
absolutely incredible.
Listen, you can tell we're athletes in here because it's like, I literally can look at that. I'm like, Dexterity.
The finesse.
Yeah. Yeah. You wait a minute. You're on a horse. You're swirling a lasso. You catch the back two legs. You jump off your horse. You ride this rope to the back.
Wrangling.
Of course it is. Of course that's exactly what it is. And then, look, you get him in the back leg. You tie it up. Oh, got him. That's how fast you can wrangle.
It's wrangling.
That's awesome.
What? Jeff, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, I tell you what. I'm getting excited about some football stuff, having some memories about some things, and you were talking about having dudes that look like they're supposed to be there, and you mentioned Redmond, and I'm just going to paint a little picture for you guys.
Mm.
You've got Arnold Jackson lined up at the far side of the field at wide receiver, right, on the left side.
Okay.
Got Charles Sheffield lined up on the right side without. You've got Ivan Green at tight end, but he's split 10 yards off from the tackle, so he's lined up like an H-back. You got Frank Moreau in the back. He's your halfback. It's fourth down and two on the 7-yard line in Lexington. We've already rushed for almost 300 yards in the game. Everybody in America knows we're going to hand the ball off to Frank Moreau and we're going to get the first down, then we're going to go punch it in for a touchdown. Redmond lines up behind the center, gets up there, looks around. All of a sudden you hear him say, easy, which means, uh-oh, Chris sees something. He's changing the play.
This is like sex, Jeff.
Next thing you know,
slower
going off. Fake the handoff to Moreau on the right side. Everybody thinks he's running it to the right. Chris is rolling out towards the right, turns back to his left, throws it to Ivan Green for his fourth touchdown of the game. Touchdown, Cardinals. Kentucky sucks. I want to get back to those days.
Wait a minute. And after the touchdown, you know what Ivan does? He dusts off his clothes. Because
yep.
That's what the Afros did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I can see LaBelle Boyd and Chef just.
Yeah.
Football.
Yep.
Football can be an easy game.
Get back to those days, boys.
Hey, Jeff. That's a perfect way to end the hour, man.
Nicky, you play us out because I can see that too.
Football.
I need a cigarette.
Why isn't LaBelle in there on that play, Jeff?
Honestly, like, we need to get Jeff back on, and that's like UofL football ASMR. He's
our Paul Rogers.
Yeah. We were all just spanked by Jeff, like, in our red room.
Jeff needs to get an OnlyFans.
just talking. Jeff came in with handcuffs spinning.
I know.
Rolling along.
Talk about wrangling.
Middays on Marcus Maven and 93.9 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.